Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Another great day for It's the Real.
Yes, this is day three.
Day three, the 12 days of podcast.
Yes, a waste of Christmas. We are dropping new episodes every single day until Christmas. It is our gift to you instead of leaving birds under a tree. So I think that's how it works. We're Jews. We don't really understand the customs of you people.
We started out with the first episode was who?
We did the year-end roundup.
Right. So we talked about everything that went on in 2016 music-wise. The second episode was
CJ Fly from Pro Era.
Shouts to him. He has a new project out called Flytrap. Go get that. And today.
Today.
We have
officially Ice, the president of Black Twitter.
Now, he has been elected formally?
Yes, he is a democracy, Black Twitter. Good. Unfortunately, he keeps renouncing his presidency. He does not want to be the president of Black Twitter. He says that he's not affiliated.
It's a big job.
But you want to know what? Sometimes you don't want the job. You are forced into it. And I think that he's going to do great things for this this community.
Shout out to Officially Ice. Guys, if you're not following him on Twitter, you really are missing out. So go follow him. It's at Officially Ice. Here's the biggest news of this week, though. February 23rd, 2017, It's the Real, will be headlining at SOB's, the famed venue downtown here in New York City. People are already telling us, Jeff, that they will fly in for that date. DJ Yanni from Chicago said that he was going to fly in on that date. We've got people from New Jersey saying they're going to come in. A lot of people from New York. It's going to be a special show. What do we got coming up?
Well, first of all, it's called Your Girls Tour.
It is called Your Girls Tour. Which, you know what? I think it might be the greatest thing we've ever come up with.
Yes, I would agree it is. I don't want to sound like LL Cool J talking about like how every album is his best album, but like this is a really good idea.
Yes. What do we have coming up, though?
We're going to be tuning all of our old songs.
Yes.
We're going to be doing some new songs.
Yes.
We got some special guests.
Yes.
We're going to be bringing people up out of the audience.
We're going to be storytelling. It's a show unlike any other. It's an experience unlike any other. If you went to the Yo Lono tour last year, that was something, but this is going to be something else. Tickets go on sale this Friday. That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
It'sthereal.com. Go get those tickets. If you're flying in from out of state, we will be there to welcome you at the airport. That's right, right?
That does not seem right.
There's two of us. We can split up the duties. You go to LaGuardia.
Yep, and you'll
go to
Newark.
JFK.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
I'll do double duty. I'll go to JFK and Newark.
Okay, great. Now go to Westchester.
February 23rd, 2017, SOBs. It's the Real. We're headlining. A lot more details coming soon, but tickets go on sale tomorrow. Jeff.
If you're coming in from Teterboro, like we just don't have transportation for you.
We're gonna have to figure something out. But that's why we have a couple months before then. February 23rd, 2017, SOBs, It's the Real, headlining Your Girls Tour. Jeff, when do you want to get into this episode?
Right about now.
Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. the Russians hacked the election, a.k.a. computers Putin.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. riding on 16s, a.k.a. R. Kelly.
No, that's you. It's whatever you want.
Oh, no. Oh, it's just Officially Ice, man. That's it. I don't have any intro. They took care of that, man. I'm on my lunch break from Foot Action. Came down. No sneakers with me, but, you know, I'm here, though.
Yeah, this is a waste of time, but this is the Real. Ice, what's happening?
Not much, man. I'm chilling.
No, like, you're really here. I feel like we only see you out at, like, events.
Yeah, yeah.
But you are here in the flesh during the daytime hours.
I'm on lunch. Perfect time. I'm on lunch.
Well,
man.
We appreciate
you. Yeah, I hope you don't get fired.
Yeah, your boss is for letting you
come. They I got hour lunch. I'm good.
Have you actually ever worked at Foot Action?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Wink, wink. Yes.
Here's what I want to know. It's almost Christmas time, and obviously, like, Joe Budden and company have, like, kickball games, so there's, like, you know, like, recreational leagues and all that. Maybe even dodgeball, too, once. I forget. But I want to know whether there's an official Joe Budden Christmas party.
Yes.
Really?
There is.
What, like, in his home or, like, at, like, a restaurant?
This is the first one this year.
Oh, they really
congratulations.
Have one.
Congratulations. Wow.
This year. Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Is it, like...
It's going to be retarded.
Is it?
Yeah.
How many Dominican women from La Marina?
All of them.
All the waitresses will be there.
All of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have to? Do you have to bring your own like liquor or gifts or?
I mean, we
drama.
Do gifts and shit.
You have to bring drama.
Nah, no drama. You can't bring no drama. We do gifts and stuff. I mean, that's just amongst the family. Whatever.
Sure.
But
what are you getting, Joe?
I ain't getting no shit. I looked Joe out a couple days ago. That's his Christmas gift. You know what it is. That's his Christmas gift right there. Fuck that.
It's also snow season, and you are currently drinking from a Jeezy Trap or Die 3
Styrofoam cup.
That's the only cup. I got a whole stack of these shits, and that's all I drink from.
Do you bring them to a restaurant?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good bit. Do you use them more than once?
No.
That's even better.
If I'm in a house, I mean, I might rinse one out, but from out somewhere, nah.
Yeah,
you're like the Dame Dash of Styrofoam cups.
only those. Like, he gave me a stack of them. Like, you know what? I'm gonna use these.
We saw you at the Jeezy Listening, yeah. Which was weird because it was in such a roomy space, so the sound wasn't great.
Well, from what I understand, there were two sets of speakers that they had in there, and
shouts to Sonos.
The top sets were not working, so they turned the Sonos on.
Really?
Yeah, that's why you couldn't really hear. Like, the way that whole it's funny, that night was hilarious to me because Jeezy and his entourage walks in. I get an introduction to him.
You had never met him before?
No.
Wow.
No. And I got an introduction. I'm not really big on, I don't care about meeting people. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a fan of this shit at the end of the day. I tell people all the time, I don't care who's there. I don't care. One of my peoples was over there, and they're like, yo, Ice, come here, yo. He really fucks with you. Like, he see what you're doing. We've spoken before. We've just never met. So, you know, he made the introduction, and I told him, I said, all right, you know what? You do what you do. I'm going over there in the corner to stand next to that speaker so I can listen to this album, because that's what I'm here for. I said, I don't know what everybody else is here for. I'm here to hear this music.
Well, you know, listening parties aren't for listening.
No. That's why I hate them. That's really why I hate them. I mean, so I'm literally went over in the corner. I'm crouched down right next to the speaker so I can hear everything. And that was when he stopped what he was doing, saw me in the corner, came over and was like, you know what? I'm over here with you because you're here for the right reason. Let's go.
And
yeah, by the way, we were standing in that corner as well, and then we definitely got shut out by every single dude who wanted to stand near Jeezy.
Because, you know, like, he lives, obviously, in that fish tank of cameras all the time, and you got enveloped by all of that.
Yeah, I don't like that shit. I hate the cameras. I hate all that. Like, people always, oh, come on, let's do this. I'm good. Why you don't put this on your Instagram? My Instagram is from my point of view. You're rarely going to see me just because. I'm not one that's looking for all that attention and shit.
No, you just get in fights with rappers online for attention and shit.
That's their fault. That's their fault. I'm pretty sure I'm going to get in fights with a couple rappers in a couple weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just to start the year off right?
Nah, just some comments I made. I already got the little behind the scenes. Yeah, what's your phone number? I already got those messages sent to my DMs. So
when that happens, do you give them your phone number?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Why? All right, here's my thing. I don't disrespect anyone anymore. I've definitely disrespected one rapper in the past. I've already apologized because I was out of line.
Okay.
But I don't disrespect. I will say if I don't like it, I will give valid reasons for not liking it. Mm-hmm. If you can't handle that, that's your problem.
What percentage of rappers today take their criticism way too seriously?
Now it's gotten a lot better.
Because people have a better sense of humor? Or
I think people just understand the internet better.
They understand it more. Okay. You know, 2009, 10, 11... people were getting artists to sign up for Twitter saying, hey, look, you know, sign up for this Twitter thing. You get to interact with all your fans. You get to see everybody that love you. But what they forgot to tell them is
not
you also see everybody that hate you.
Right.
And they just wasn't ready for that.
Right.
Like, these rappers are divas. They were not ready for, holy shit, here's 1,000 people saying, yo, this is trash.
Right.
I've never seen this before. They never see the, I don't like,
because they live in that bubble.
Right. They live in
off
that bubble.
Cameras.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they never saw the other side of the, this is trash, or yo, your freestyle was whack, or they didn't know what to do, so they just firing off.
Who's the long? So people, like, rappers will call you on the phone and talk about, you know, all their problems with your tweets or whatever, or have in the past. What's the longest conversation you've had with a rapper on the phone?
I mean, it's they'll call.
They
with
get
the
to the
gangsta
point.
Shit, yo, you know, if you want to see what it is, when we listen, man, look, y'all can have the gangsta shit. I'm not a gangster,
right?
All right, and I'll tell you, yo, I ain't disrespect you. If you got a problem, that's your issue. I didn't disrespect you. One person, like I said, in the past, so I don't even go into that anymore,
right.
But that person would have had a right to say or do something. Anybody else, it's whatever.
From a criticism standpoint, what did you put out there that you wish you could take back? That you were like, you know what, after a couple more listens, it's not as bad as I thought.
I mean, nothing. Oh. Shit has grown on me.
Yeah.
Where it's like, all right, you know what, this got a little bit better. I've listened to a couple times. You know, what do you want to say? You conditioned yourself to like something, or there's times where I'll go into an album with expectations, and because my expectations may not have met or been, or the artist was going somewhere else with it, they didn't meet my expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Cole's album, prime example.
The new one.
The new one, last night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what were your expectations before you listened to it?
Coming off of Forest Hills,
yep.
I'm like, oh man, I can't wait for this Cole album. This shit's going to be amazing. And then I'm listening and I'm like, this ain't it. That's all I can really say. I was like, I don't know. My tweets last night just said, I don't know, man.
Right.
That's it. People are like, is it trash? I'm not going to call it trash. I don't think Cole can put a trash album out. He went somewhere different that maybe I wasn't expecting. So I don't know. Now, that's not to say 6 months from now, whatever, I might go back and re-listen and be like, damn, okay, I get it now. All right, I get it. But right now, just coming off of Forest Hills Drive, what I was expecting to get from a new Cole album, same rollout, the unannounced, the popped up, Cole album coming in a week, that right. type of situation, just didn't do it.
And did that street single that had the first verse about Kanye and the second verse about Wale, did that set your expectations up too?
Absolutely. Yeah. I said, okay, Cole is coming to take that spot now. Now he's here like, you know what? I'm about to separate myself from the rest of these cats, and I'm getting ready to put this album out that's going, won't leave any question unanswered. Like, I am him. Yeah. I am the new at the top of the mountain, and I just didn't get it.
You have a considerable audience online that you built up organically. You didn't pay for this. No. This is,
or did you?
No.
Yeah. Do you want to tell our listeners something? You know,
nah, man, I didn't pay for that. I didn't any of that shit. Like, people be like, yo, I say all the time, man, give me the right number. You can have that account. Like, I don't like this shit. Like, it's boring now. Everybody's a troll.
Was it better when you had like 2,000 followers?
Yeah.
Just. Because you want to get reactions?
Right. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. I've tweeted this plenty of times. I'm like, Twitter's rolling out all these new functions. Give us the option to hide our follower count.
Mm-hmm.
Watch how everything changes. Because people only respond to shit or interact with people based on the follower count. That number carries
I think that people follow because of a number, but I don't think that people interact with
the number. I've had people tell me, why are you talking to that guy? He only has 9 followers. I don't give a damn how many followers he has. I don't even look at that.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people bring my follower count up. I don't know how many I have. I don't look. I don't care. That's not what I'm on Twitter for. I'm not here to, how many can I get? How many can I get? How many can I get? I mean, there are people that are like that. I just don't give a shit.
As I understand it, I read it in a book that the amount of followers you have makes you as important as you are. So when you're walking down the street, people can say, oh, well, there's Ice and he has 100,000 followers, or there's Jeff and Eric who have considerably less, and so they're less important.
But and still, you guys have done way more than I have.
You know what?
What have we done?
We've only spoken to Jeezy as many times as you have, so.
Well, actually, you want to know what? He offered me an AK-47 for Christmas.
Has he done that? Yeah.
No, okay. I didn't get an AK-47. See?
Well, no, he didn't get it to me.
I didn't get the offer. Oh, I would have taken the offer. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
By the way, he wasn't
yes.
like, you can get this AK. He was like, oh, I would present it to you as a gift.
Well, also because he didn't think I knew what an AK-47 was. And it's like, Well, you're gonna,
now
he
knows,
that'd be a great surprise gift.
I would have absolutely, yes.
Bring on all your AKs.
Yeah. But yes, give me the AK-47.
Wait, what was your conversation with him before you actually met him?
It was about rolling out one of his projects.
He wanted help with it?
He didn't want help. There was a third party who was like, you know what? I got the right person for this, and he's a natural, organic Jeezy fan.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't seem like, you know, we're getting somebody to do this. So we talked about it, and I fell asleep. And
you fell asleep to the project or the phone call?
No. There was a we had agreed on a time and everything. Oh. And I fell asleep. Woke up, project was out. I was like, oh shit! All right. I was like, yo, man, y'all gonna do shit too late, man. Some of us got jobs in the morning, man.
Did you?
Do you have a job?
Yes.
Wow.
What I do work you... a regular job. I'm first words in my bio are just a regular nigga. I'm a regular person. I work a job. I pay taxes. I'm regular.
So you're not a rapper?
No, absolutely not.
See, when you said you pay taxes, I was like, oh, he's not a rapper.
No, I'm not a rapper.
Nope. Have you ever rapped?
No. I'm not the rapper in my family. Like, oh. I have an older cousin who's older than me by a year. He was always the rapper in the family. He actually inspired my little brother, who is, in my biased opinion, the best battle rapper ever. But that he got that from my older cousin. And my brother is, he's known as the rapper in the family.
And you never jumped in a cipher? It wasn't, wasn't for you?
Nope, couldn't do it. I watched them put words together, and I'm just like, how the fuck? I remember one time we were in Bodega, and me, my mom's, my brother, and my cousin. So my whole family knew my cousin was the rapper. So my mom was like, rap about those candy bars. And he put a rhyme together using the names of all the candy bars, and it made sense. And that's when I knew, rap not for me. I'd still be stuck with Reese's Cups. Like, I can't do that.
And your cousin was Chance the Rapper. Amazing. Working on that Kit Kat.
Where'd you grow up?
Newark.
In Newark, New Jersey.
Yep.
And have you ever moved out of the state?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you were living in
Wisconsin right now.
Living in Wisconsin right now?
For the sake of conversation.
Yeah. Okay.
I live in Wisconsin. My bio says Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I stick to my Twitter lies. I don't know about everybody else. Right. I stick to mine.
Right.
People are like, yo, why do you lie on Twitter? I said, why not? These are fucking strangers. Tell them whatever you want to tell them.
These are 100,000 of your closest friends. Tell them everything.
If someone has a problem with you and they want to find you, they can go to Eau Claire.
Come on, Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Let's go. And I put effort into my lives. It's fun. That's the fun part to me. I get fun out of fucking with people.
Right.
Like Henny Palooza was Saturday.
Yes. Henny Palooza was great. That's another lie.
That was actually great.
No.
This one was great.
Shouts to Cam. Shouts to all of them.
Yeah.
We had to get Cam on the podcast.
Did you swag surf?
Yes.
Yeah. Well.
Absolutely.
I feel like it's you have to do it once you go to Henny Palooza.
Oh yeah. I swag surfed at the one at
the White House.
No. the one they did at in Coney Island. I swag surfed at that one too. But I'm tweeting. Yeah, my flight just landed from Wisconsin Sunday. It was Saturday, like 1 o'clock. I'm like, my flight just landed. I've been in New York all week.
Do you have any family members who follow you on Twitter?
Hell no.
Okay.
No.
Or another you know of.
But you don't have a private account, so you can't just like, you know, deny them. Well,
funny thing is my mom follows me on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that funny?
Well, it threw me off because she got a page. She has no Avi up. She has one picture posted. And she liked the picture of mine from like maybe 2 years ago. I was like, what the fuck? Why? It was like 3 a.m. I'm like, yo, what is my mom doing on my Instagram? Yeah.
200 weeks ago.
Like, yeah. I was like, I got to talk to her about this, man. We got to have a conversation.
But you don't talk about like ass eating on your Instagram.
No, but I did put some weed chocolates on my Instagram like day before yesterday. And I'm like, I thought about it. Like, damn, my mom's going to see that and think that I'm going to indulge in those, which I really wasn't.
But does that like even matter?
I would if I did do those things, I wouldn't want my mom to know.
Your mom doesn't call you Ice, does she?
Yes.
Does she really?
Mm-hmm. She calls me Ice. She calls my brother Arse.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
At Thanksgiving.
Yep. She actually has us in her phone. My name is eldest son Ice, and my brother's name is baby boy Arse. Those are our names.
When she calls, well, does she text you?
Yeah.
See, I'm not so comfortable with our mom texting us. Like, I'm sort of like a phone call guy with mom.
Yeah.
But sometimes she wants to like get on, like, you know, and like put an emoji or like use some sort of like LOL or something.
Yeah, it is a little weird when like emojis mean different to us the way we use them, and then my mom sends an emoji. I'm like, mom, don't send that emoji.
Right. When she puts eggplant, she means pick up an eggplant.
That's right. Yeah.
Don't send that emoji. Don't do that one.
But, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, actually, I did. Whole family was up. It was amazing.
Do you cook?
No.
Not at all?
Nah.
Do you clean?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I'm a neat freak. So, I'm a neat freak. I might have OCD. I got to look into that.
Yeah.
Like, shit can't be out of order. Everything has to be where it goes.
All your DVDs at home?
Everything's alphabetical. Well, I don't have DVDs anymore, believe it or not. They're all in storage. But, like, even my iTunes.
Oh.
Everything... Anything organized, my phone, all my apps, the folders are in order, the apps inside the folders are in order.
See, but that sucks because, like, and I'm with it for for iTunes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But for organizing apps, that must be such a bitch because every time you add one, then you have to move.
Those are the folders.
Well, at least it's you're showing us right now, but.
No, no, I don't.
At least it's not color coordinated.
There's a million different folders, and all of them are filled with things.
I got almost 200 apps in this one.
Also, what people really should know about ICE, if they don't, is that you are an Apple man till the death.
Company man, that's right.
Like, the new MacBook Pro, which I gotta get very soon, has that, like, stupid thing at the top.
The touch bar.
And you're with it.
I'm with it. What I'm not with is they got rid of the USB ports.
Right.
And it's like you have to get adapters now. It's annoying. It takes some getting used to. Let's put it that way.
Well, do you have wireless headphones?
I do, but I don't like wireless.
Right, but you're stuck with it now, right?
Unless you get the dongle.
I have the adapter for the. Oh, it's funny. I was on. I did Joe's podcast Tuesday, and they always do a sleeper song.
Yeah,
everyone takes their phone, plugs the aux cord in, so they're passing it around. Everybody goes. So I'm like, oh, I got one. I grab it. I was like. Oh,
nope.
Luckily, I have my book bag with the adapter in it. But everybody's like, yo, you really got to put an adapter in your phone just to hook up an aux cord.
First of all, it's not an adapter. It's a dongle.
A dongle?
It's a dongle.
That's a terrible name, too.
Yeah. Shouts to Apple. As somebody who says that he doesn't do any podcasts.
Yeah, I don't do podcasts.
First of all, you're on a podcast right now. You're on a podcast every week.
You've been on Joe's.
I've been on Joe's.
Right. Yeah.
I've been on. I did a podcast in L.A. I've done a couple, but I don't do podcasts.
Like, as in you don't have your own.
That's like a rapper saying I'm not a rapper.
It is. Yeah. It's another Twitter lie.
So right. When you said you're not a rapper about 12 minutes ago.
It's another Twitter lie.
You have an Apple Watch.
Absolutely.
Does it bother you that it goes off every time you get a phone call?
No. I have mine set the way I want it.
Okay.
Only certain people's texts will go off. Emails won't go off. Phone calls will go off, which helps because I could screen my call. If I don't want to answer, just put my hand over it.
So you grew up in Newark. First of all, what rap were you growing up on?
I was a No Limit fan. Heavy.
How did No Limit get to you?
That's a good question. I don't even remember. But, I mean, I was just...
You like, wrote out for the tank.
Oh, I had. I was... You couldn't tell me I wasn't a part of No Limit. Like, I might have helped keep them in business. They were dropping albums every 2 weeks, and I was at the record store getting everything they dropped.
Were you excited when Snoop went there?
Absolutely. Couldn't wait. It's like, and Snoop was another one of my favorites. Like, I don't know. I always liked West Coast rap a lot. Like, I was a big Easy fan. Easy's one of my personal top five favorite rappers ever. I'm not saying best. Just favorite.
Right.
Because you got to... What do you mean he didn't rap? I don't care.
Right. Your brother's care. Top five and... Yeah.
No, my brother's the greatest battle rapper ever lived. You know, he 3-0'd Hitman Holla.
Is he better than Joe Budden?
Yeah, he beat Joe.
At battle.
He beat Joe. They battled. Joe dissed him in a verse and my brother came back less than 24 hours later and cleaned Joe up. And I tell Joe this all the time. You have two L's on your record. Lil B, Arsenal.
And wait, does Joe think that he lost to Lil B?
He says he did only because he was backed into a position where he couldn't really do anything.
Right.
He had to take the loss, even though he threw a sneak shot at him on a Black Cloud. But it was like, I can't really diss this guy. Like, it's not fair.
Right.
If I go all out, I'm the bully and I look stupid.
Well, I think he looks stupid like because he puts so much effort into something and it's like, well, you know.
Can't do it.
It's Lil B.
It's Lil B.
But growing up on New Orleans rap, when did you first get into New Jersey rap?
Which is what, Budden?
No, I mean, there's a lot of New
Red,
Jersey rap.
I was big on, Redman, Naughty by Nature.
Yep.
Joe. Mm-hmm. You know, but that was later on. Like, I was throughout the 90s.
Wait, what's the most obscure or like, you know, bottom of the barrel No Limit record you ever bought?
I literally bought every album they dropped. Like, I bought the compilations. I bought the soundtracks. I bought Lil Soldier's album. That's probably the most obscure one.
Did you buy the DVDs?
Yeah. I got the movies. I'm About It, The Last Don, the one that Snoop did, The Game of Life.
Can I just say, like, as somebody who alphabetizes all of his shit, this must have been a nightmare. Like, this sounds like the worst thing that's ever happened.
Yo, it really, and I'm going to tell you, so back then, I used to carry. You remember the seed, like the books,
that yeah,
had
yeah.
Zip, and it had like the
totally case logic and all
alphabetical
that.
Alphabetical order. So then you get a CD, you got to move this one and move everything after that. Yeah, yeah.
See,
yeah.
There's no way you had a job. This takes up way too much time.
I had a job, bro.
Did you have a car?
Yeah, I drove here.
No, but back then, though.
Yeah, I always had a car. I had a car since I got my license at 16, and I think right before my 17th birthday, I got my first car.
Stock system?
Yeah.
And you were still bumping, like...
Still. I didn't get a system in that until my second car. Then I went all out. That was right after Fast and Furious came out. And I was like, yep, I need one of those.
Oh, what, a spoiler?
The whole shit.
Non-system?
I had neons underneath.
Oh, did you really?
Everything under the hood was stock. You couldn't tell me that car wasn't the fastest shit on the planet, though. Just from watching the movie. We left the movie, and everybody peeled out the parking lot. Who's stock engines?
Who's the best rapper actor that's ever been in a Fast and Furious movie? And then who's the worst? Actually, rank them all. let's start some real problems.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh man, Luda is the best.
Yeah, correct.
And
what do you mean correct? I say Ja Rule is the best.
I would say Luda's the best.
Luda's the best, man. Mm. Luda's the best.
Chris Bridges is the best.
There you go.
So Luda, Ja, and then
Black Tie,
Bow Wow.
Oh yeah, Bow Wow.
Jin, right?
Yeah, Jin was in there.
Oh, yeah. Black Tie was
Black
in there.
Tie.
Yeah.
Jin definitely was in there, man. Jin was in there. I'm not. I'm gonna leave Black Tie alone.
No, yeah.
I don't want that problem.
We've had that problem.
Yeah, I know. I remember. Yep.
So
I still swear he's gonna catch somebody one day.
Of course. But see, here's another problem. Rappers don't want to like follow through on their threats because they have a lot of like valuable assets that they probably don't want to lose.
Some
right?
rappers, yeah, some rappers, some don't care about that. They don't think that through, especially in the heat of the moment.
Do you think that Soulja Boy really feels like he would do something right now to anybody, Shia LaBeouf
yeah.
or
no? LaBeouf, absolutely not, because he wants to get a part in his movie.
Well, yeah, not Shia LaBeouf, but I think Soulja Boy will kill somebody.
Really?
I think he feels like he has that much to prove. He will do it just because he thinks some people buy into their bullshit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
He's one of them,
and he's one of them. He's running
Officially
around.
Ice is also one of them.
I don't. I separate this shit when I put my phone down. I go live my life, man. People be like, aren't you Ice? I'm like, who?
Now, your mom calls you eldest son Ice.
Well, I'm talking about, like, I've literally had somebody come up to me one time. It's completely off topic. But I had somebody come up to me. It's like, yo, aren't you Ice? And I look right at her. Attractive woman. I was like, who? She's like, Ice from Twitter. And I was like, Twitter? I was like, I'm a grown ass man. I don't do that Twitter, Facebook stuff. No, man, that's not me. Left, and then she starts tweeting me. Yo, I saw this dude. He looked just like you. I feel so embarrassed. I ran up to him thinking it was you, and I was like, oh, nah, I'm not even in whatever state you in. Like, it's just funny to me. Like, right. I don't know. I'm a dickhead. It's just hilarious.
But Soulja really believes...
Soulja believes his shit. He believes it. I mean, I think it's because I can't prove this, mm-hmm. so this is just my thought.
Okay.
I think he has been running with certain people who are about that. And he bought into it. And it gets to the point where it's like he hyped himself up enough to where if something were to happen, he would be the one to do something stupid. Whereas those who are about that would kind of think it through a little bit better because they know what happens when you do that.
So right. When like, you cut like, off the head, then, you know,
well,
the rest
like,
dies.
Like Aaron Hernandez, right? Like
prime example.
Yeah.
Prime
like
example.
Aaron Hernandez.
Now, the people that were with him might not have done things that way because they know what happens after that. They know the outcomes. He don't know the outcome. And to top it off, he beat a body already. So he's
are we talking
already...
about the record that he put out with Bow Wow, which is amazing?
like nah, but for real, he kind of got this I'm untouchable feeling right now. Because I did say this. I'm like, you know what? Everybody make jokes about Soulja Boy. I don't remember any stories about anybody running up on him. Mm. He's been in Atlanta for a minute. He's been talking a lot of shit for a minute. I haven't seen a story about somebody running up on him.
And he feels untouchable enough to put videos out there that he's not going to, like, take down. Like,
right. He ain't
let those
it.
Stand. And
he almost shot himself, which was... Right. Oh, my God. I can't tell you how many times I watched that video in my head making the ending different. It's like, he's going to shoot himself this time. He's reaching.
Do you have any pity for anybody who shoots himself?
Absolutely not.
Like, no. Gravy, right?
Nope.
Yep.
Or do Plaxico Burress?
Nope. Low key. First off,
Plaxico's your man too.
No, he's not my
man. Never your man?
Never my man. I mean, he was he's a Steeler. Yeah, that don't mean he's my man. No, no. Certain players, it's like, whatever. But first off, you're Plexico. You're a top wide receiver. Why do you have the gun on you?
Well, this is what I don't understand.
Soulja Boy. Same thing. Why do you have the gun? You should have some no-name people that no one knows willing to run out there and do whatever
Ray
for you.
Ray Caruth. Why?
Oh, I thought you were talking about you should be holding guns for Soulja Boy.
Another one. Like, people just, they got this thing where they got to get their hands dirty. Or they just, they feel like, I can do this myself. Okay, well, now you have to catch everything that comes along with that.
Well, I mean, look, okay, I like Drake and I like what he has been doing in terms of his career. Do you feel like he's playing that card as well?
As far as believing the hype?
As far as, yeah, like believing the hype or thinking that he's tougher than he actually is.
I think Drake been training. I think Drake is waiting for the day somebody run up on him and he's going to shock him. Because he's just talking.
Physically?
Yeah. I think he's been training. I think he's been secretly taking some lessons or something, and I think Drake can defend himself.
It's gonna be like one of those videos, like when the dude bum rushes like the bouncer in the street, and the bouncer just like knocks him out in one shot.
It's gonna be like, oh shit, Drake knocked somebody out. Whoa! I really think that Drake is. It's like you just gotta be prepared for shit like that. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, he runs with a team, but at the same time, I do think Drake is like, you know what? Everybody think I'm soft. At one point, somebody might catch me. Let me just be prepared. Mm. Just be prepared.
How did you feel when Jason Pierre-Paul lost his fingers in the? Because that's another situation. It's like, why are you doing dumb shit?
I kind of understand that. I don't know where Jason Pierre-Paul is from, but where I'm from, we do that. We do that.
What, blow off your hands?
No, hell no. I gotta get that. I don't know that whole. What did he think it was a dud? Like, why was it still in his hand? Was it a short fuse? Like,
but like he's got a contract that like prohibits him from like. Probably riding motorcycles or doing things that could harm him. Why would you ever, like,
if you're from the hood, that's what you do around 4th of July. You buy a bunch of illegal fireworks and you light them. Like Roman candle fights. Like, we used to have Roman candle fights.
You would shoot them at each other.
At each other. Absolutely. Like, light the whole tube and just run down the street at each other. Absolutely.
When did you realize that was a great idea?
It just, we knew they shot up and they multiple shots. It was like, aim this at somebody.
Your mom never told you that was stupid?
My mom never knew.
Oh. Well, did she listen to this podcast?
I hope not. She's like, you were doing what? Was y'all out there? When was the last time you did it? No. Listen, I'm grown now.
Right.
I just watch the ignorance now. I don't partake.
So,
do you do Halloween?
Absolutely. I'm not saying what I was Halloween this year.
Steve Harvey.
Nah. All right. This is what happened, man. And it's funny. It goes back to Twitter again. So I went back to I spent Halloween in Pennsylvania somewhere, middle of nowhere. I got a lot of friends out there.
Do you want us to guess?
Nah. Middle of nowhere though. Right. So I mean they do Halloween like something different out there.
They get fireworks.
No, I mean the parties.
Yeah.
So I'm going out. I'm running late as hell, so I'm like, "Fuck, I don't have a costume." I was like, "All right, you know what? This is the Saturday because Halloween was Monday.
Yeah, correct.
So this was that Saturday. That Saturday is like a holiday out there,
right? Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, "All right, cool." I'm out. I was like, "You know what? I'm just gonna stop at Walmart when I get into town." I drove like 3 hours from here to get to the area I'm in. I walk in Walmart. They have two adult costumes left, and I literally stood there like, "Dude, I can only get this one, but god damn, I don't want to wear this one." I mean, the other costume was fucking Jesse from Toy Story.
Oh, yeah.
That's out. But then when you look at what the other one was, it's like, shit, maybe can I get the Jesse and kind of like cut some shit off and make it work? But anyway, I get the costume. I'm not saying what it was.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I get the costume. I'm out.
It's definitely an adult costume, though.
It's an adult costume.
You didn't fit into, like...
No. It's an adult costume. Like, it's definitely an adult costume. So I'm out. I'm out with my peoples. We're getting fucked up. Snapchat and everything. I don't remember. I don't do the whole... Like, I've never sent a snap out. I've never sent a Snapchat. All my Instagram is mostly from my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no pictures of me on Halloween. I get a tweet. Yo, are you in here dressed like blank? I don't know who this person is. My whole thing now is make sure I don't run into them so that they can't get a picture of this shit and put it online.
Yo.
And I'm looking like, yo, who the fuck? So now I'm enlarging the Abbey. I'm trying, I'm checking a timeline every few minutes. Maybe somebody will at them with a picture of them. I'm like, who the fuck is this? Mind you, the downtown area in this city, it's like a parade. Like it's maybe 20 bars. They're all just, you're not going to find anybody unless you're
You with. Should not have been right. spotted.
Right. I should not have been spotted. Yeah. So I'm like, yo, who the fuck is this? I'm showing my people like, yo, who is this guy? We got to find this guy. Make sure he's not in the same
beat him up?
No. I got to make sure he ain't take no pictures.
Yeah.
If that picture got out, man,
You'd look crazy. You would have had the Michael Jordan face on you.
I'd have been a meme again, for sure. I'd have been memed. I'd still be catching that one. Like, that would have been bad.
How did you first get to know Joe?
Me and
Joe Budden.
Yeah. me and Joe, we used to frequent a couple of the same strip clubs years ago. This is a long time ago. And, I mean, we similar type of people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you two people in the same place all the time. You go from, hey, what's up? Then, you know, y'all kick it. You know, outside, smoke, whatever, talking. And just, I don't know, you just realize like, damn, we kind of alike.
Did you know that he was Joe Budden right away, or was it just like, oh, that's
Joe, yeah, he's in Jersey, so okay, this was in Jersey,
right?
What year was it?
Shit, this is maybe, I don't know, early 2000s.
So he was like already Joe Budden.
He was Joe, yeah.
Did he like? But you weren't officially Ice at that point.
There was no. I was still called Ice.
Right, but
I've been called Ice since high school.
Who gave you that name?
Was it because you sold meth?
Nah, funny story. All right, people always ask me, oh, why you call Ice? Why you call Ice? So, this is late 90s, Iceberg clothing line.
Yes.
I don't know, a lot of younger people don't know, Iceberg clothing line was the shit. They used to drop cartoon collections. Like, they would do... I remember the Jungle Book. I remember the Simpsons, the Mr. Magoo, the Peanuts. But it would be an entire collection. Sweaters, you know, T-shirts, hats, everything. And at the time, as soon as it would drop, there was like two big clothing stores. One in Elizabeth, one in Newark, where like everybody shopped. From Jersey, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'd be on the bus from school. And I'd see the mannequin up that they got a new cartoon collection in. I'd get off the bus, go in there and buy that entire fucking collection, get back on the bus with a couple bags. And I went to a private school first, so we were in uniforms. I went to St. Patrick's High School. So we were in uniforms. And we get dress down days every now and then. So every dress down day, I'm in Iceberg from head to toe. Just, that was my shit.
Yeah, looking fly.
Exactly. You only get certain days to stunt. You gotta do it right.
What did your uniform look otherwise?
Just regular gray. Fucking gray slacks, white shirt, tie, fucking sweater.
Did you play ball?
Nah.
Nope. Who was the best person who attended St. Patrick's at the same time as you?
I'll say Al Harrington.
Mm.
Yeah.
And
he graduated the year before, right before me, and he went on to the league.
Yeah, I
would have to say him.
That had to be exciting.
Oh, no, that team was crazy. They had him, and they had, I forget the other kid's name. But they were like, the coach was coming to New York, picking these kids up in the morning and making it seem like they lived in Jersey. Right. He was driving here, getting these kids. But it was ridiculous. We had like 2 7-footers on that team and they was kicking ass. I was like, it's not even fun going to the game. Y'all not high school kids playing these other, like, come on, dog.
You guys didn't have a football team, did you?
I don't think
so. That would have been like just sort of shitty to be like, you know.
Yeah, to be the football team with that basketball team. It's like, yeah, all right, you play sports?
Yeah.
Oh, football? Oh, all right. All right, cool. Carry on.
And what happened after high school? Did you go to college?
I went to college.
Out of state?
In state. Yeah, I went to college in state.
Did you go to Rutgers?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm a nerd. I went to DeVry, man.
Oh.
Yeah. Shit, people don't know about me.
Yeah. Well, now they do. DeVry.
I don't give a shit who knows anything. Yeah, I'm a nerd.
A real nerd going to an associate's degree, reading up on, you know, auto mechanics.
Yeah.
Nah, I did, what the fuck was I in there for?
Princeton. Oh.
But yeah, so I was with my nerd shit. And then from there, what the hell happened after that? Oh, I got a job. I got a real great paying job. And I was like, all right, I got life figured out. Fuck school. I'm making this much every week. I'm good.
Did you have to get dressed up to go to work?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
What happened to all your iceberg stuff?
Weekends, nights.
Yeah.
That's it, man. Out of the club.
Do you like still that. Own any of that iceberg?
I found, it's funny you say that, I found a pair of jeans. They were like newspaper print. There was jungle book scenes all over them. I found those. I just looked at them like, what the fuck,
man? Yo, you get those tailored.
I was at my mom's crib. And I'm in the basement going through shit. And I was like, I found some Parasuchos.
Yo.
Stripes. I was like, yo, what the hell are we wearing? I found some Jabos with the straps.
Oh, my
like,
God. Oh
yo,
my
but the thing
God.
Is, if you bring that back right now, kill.
Yeah, you would be at the forefront right now.
Well, I want Jabos to come back. I always say that. Jabos, Meskeen. Mm-hmm. I would love for Meskeen to come back. Like, Meskeen was dope.
I'm waiting for that Academics to come back. Yeah. I'm waiting for that, you know.
I'm surprised he didn't do that, by the way. He should have jumped on that.
When did the internet really, really, really become a big part of your life?
I want to say maybe 2007, 6, 7, somewhere in that range. Like, I started fucking around on MySpace. I didn't really like that either, but honestly, internet, I realized, was dope when you realized how many women you could get off the internet.
You just turned
one down.
Yeah,
you turned one down.
Yeah, but, you know, that's now. I don't fornicate with followers. So, I mean, this was back in MySpace days. It
oh, you and Joe really do connect.
Yeah, I don't fornicate with followers. Like that I'll tell a girl in a heartbeat, we can hang out. I'll take you and your friends out. We'll go get some drinks. You're not getting that. It's not happening.
Well, why? Like, what's the philosophy behind that?
Because it's always messy. I watch it every time. It's cool when it's good, but when it's bad, it gets messy.
Can you?
But
date?
It's not like dating the same person in like your workplace. I mean, like, I guess Twitter is your work.
Nah, I have a job.
Yeah,
I don't date anybody in my workplace.
Are you on Facebook?
No,
not even privately. Like,
no, I have a like officially ICE. I take my name everywhere.
Yeah.
Just to beat someone from doing it.
Right,
but I don't go on Facebook ever. That's it.
I just, like, because there are people there or people in the world who believe that if you're not on Facebook, if they can't find you, then that's strange at this point.
Yeah, that is true. Especially like, job applications and shit.
Yeah.
Like, they try to, they'll look you up.
They want to figure.
They're not going to find me anywhere. But my response to that is, dude, I don't do social media. Like, I'll give you the straight face.
Right.
I don't have time for any of that shit. Like,
but
I,
you do. That's all you're
lying. My job has absolutely called us. See, phone ringing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Done. But my job has had the social media meeting where it's like, listen, we need everybody, you know, watch your postings and all that stuff. And I'm like, dude, I really got to be here. I don't own any accounts.
Meanwhile,
I'm in the meeting tweeting about the shit. But it's like, dude, I don't own any accounts. Like, I don't.
Nobody at any of your jobs has been like, oh, you're officially.
I did have one person.
Really?
Yeah, and one person.
Did you beat them up?
But because we knew each other outside of that, and then he started where I was at, and I'm like, the fuck are you doing here? Like, the fuck are you doing here? Like, you fucking up. You can't, relax. You can't do this. You can't be here.
We were at a friend's wedding, like a long, long, long time friend's wedding. And at the end of the night, this girl walks up and she was just like, are you from It's the Real? I'm like, yeah. And she was like, oh my God, I got to introduce you to my husband. I was like, well, there goes that. But he comes over and he was just like, oh my God, I'm a huge fan. And I work with Rory. And we spoke to Rory about that. He was like, yo, when he came up to me, like, there was some like work party or something on a boat. And he was just like, yo, I know about the podcast. We're always like, oh, fuck. Like, I can't do this.
Like, I work hard to separate the two. Like, seriously, I really do.
Yeah, I feel like that's a full-time job.
Yeah, it really is.
Have you run into – did you ever run into any coworkers at the clubs you would frequent with Joe?
No.
Never?
No.
Because that would be awkward.
Like, I don't just go with him. Like,
yeah,
no.
Did you ever,
see any girls that you knew?
I have come across a stripper.
Just in ordinary life.
Just out. And I know, like, I was like, wait a minute, is that? So I wait for her to do her rounds, and then we make eye contact, and she's looking at me like, oh, shit. And I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah, it's you from, yeah.
Is it a stripper that you liked, though?
Nah.
Oh, that's even worse, then. Nah, you're like, I won't like even...
That's even
give
better.
You any of my time or
it's,
money.
It's better because now it's like, you ain't got to worry about it. Like, going about your business.
What's the stripperiest name that you've ever seen?
I don't know. I don't really.
You don't pay attention to names?
I know strippers by their real names. I don't really.
I know strippers by their personalities.
No, I know. Any stripper I know, I talk to her by her real name. I don't use stage names.
Wow.
Wow, meanwhile, that's very intimate.
Meanwhile, you're ice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ice. I'm ice. Like, I'm ice. Even if you've known me 5 years, I'm still ice. Like, right. I got somebody on my phone right now, like, when are you going to tell me your name? And I just... I just side talk out of that conversation.
She got your number, but she doesn't have your name.
She's got more than that.
How often do you make it down to Atlanta?
I haven't been to Atlanta in a minute. It's been at least about 4 years now.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get arrested?
No. I've never been arrested.
If you went down there now, who would you stay with down there? Like, do you have friends down there that you would, like, crash with?
Yeah. Say Jeezy.
No, I was just going to say Jeezy, yeah.
He's already like, yo, whenever you're in, you know, just...
You're good, yeah.
But I got family out there. Like, I have actual relatives in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I just haven't been in a long time.
It'd be dope if you, like, went on the flight with your... Are you allowed to bring...
Gerbos?
No, an open, like, container onto a...
Nah.
Oh, that'd be a bummer.
No, but you can bring the empty cup and then have them fill it up.
Fill it up right on the flight.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be so dope. And then you could Instagram that as you like leave the plane with your drink as you enter Atlanta with your Jeezy cup. I think that'd be dope.
I feel like a little bit of a Herb not drinking activist out of a... I mean, I don't drink activist anyway. No, but I'm saying like... But whenever we like go to parties and they have the styrofoam cups and I'm like, oh, I'm drinking water out of a styrofoam cup. Like, I don't know if that makes me a little bit of a Herb.
Nope. I'll drink anything out of mine. I go in and put ice and vodka in there, mm-hmm. a splash of juice, mm-hmm. whatever.
Wine.
Yeah.
Like a nice Chardonnay.
Did you use that at Thanksgiving?
No.
Yeah, please. You were about to be like the most like...
No, I was with the family.
Amazing person ever. Yeah.
I didn't.
Does your family get this at all?
They understand. Like, they know it works for me. Just like my brother. Like, my mom and my grandmother and them, they hate the language he uses in his battles. But, I mean, my brother's living in Miami. He's successful,
mm-hmm.
so they get it. You know, it's a means, the means justified in.
I've never understood battle rap. Like, I've never understood. I've never gotten into it in a way that like I feel like a lot of people have. Obviously, your brother has.
Yeah, he's gotten into it. I don't watch every battle. Like, some people are like die hard battle enthusiasts. I don't care who it is, they're watching that battle. That's not me. I watch his battles. I have other friends that are battle rappers, so I'll watch their battles. I don't consider myself like one of the super fans of it, but I watch a battle. You know, I couldn't do it. I've went to a couple of his battles and I stood on the stage with him, and the things the other guy was saying, I'm like, see, this is why I don't need to let me go watch from the crowd somewhere, because I want to stop this battle now. Let's start something else.
How about this? This is a different kind of battle. It's a real life battle, but. And we've talked about, like, when Jay and Nas went against each other, mm-hmm. like, we chose sides, like, we had something to do with it. Like,
yeah,
we
were you
like,
have to.
Yeah, never going to listen to Nas again, and for the longest time until they, like, made up, we didn't, right?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
So, I was going to ask, you're such a Jeezy devotee, right?
Right.
Like, you are Team Snow all the way.
I'm Jeezy Hoff, the president.
Yeah, you are.
You're also the president of Black Twitter, but anyway.
Right, I am not. I have zero affiliation with Black Twitter at all.
But... Do you listen to anything Gucci?
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's a reason why people... I am team follow back on Twitter every day at 10:17 p.m. Because Gucci. Only 10:17. Anyone that tweets me at 10:17 p.m. says, yo, Ice, follow me back. I'll follow them. I don't care who they are.
So if Jeezy came up to you and he was like, why are you fucking with that guy?
Because that's dope.
And he would say?
I don't know what he'd say. That's not my problem. But there's been plenty... Joe's one of my closest friends. Joe beefed with Ransom for a minute to the point where they hated each other.
Right.
I'm cool with Ransom. I would still, and I don't play both sides, but if I'm cool with you or if I'm a fan of yours or whatever, I don't know what happened in the background to cause your beef with somebody else.
Well, you could never ride with G-Unit then.
Also, yeah, I couldn't because they, but at the same token, and there were people, I'll use the Joe and Ransom beef as a prime example. There were people that stopped fucking with other people because they were cool with this person, that person, but then guess what? Joe and Ran are cool again now.
Mm-hmm.
So now how do y'all look?
Right.
Like now, you did all of this going at the other person, and you stopped fucking with everybody, but now they cool again. And now you sitting here like, oh, damn, I was riding that hard for no reason. Like, you don't know what happened in the background, unless it's something where it's like, it affected me too, then, but one thing I will do is, and I'll let any sides know, yo, look, you're not going to disrespect the other person in my presence. You got a problem with them, that's your problem, that's cool, but you're not going to disrespect them right here while I'm here.
Right,
I'm
make cool it your with problem. Them. Right.
You're not going to make it. That was my biggest thing. Like I said, when Joe threw shots at my brother on a record, he had some lines in there where I think it was how you the rapper and your brother more famous than you. Something like that he was going to say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I told him, nah, you chill out. Don't right. put me in that.
Right.
That's y'all beef.
Mm-hmm.
You're like family, that is family. I know why it started. So I can't sit here and say that you're right, you're wrong. Like, I know exactly how it started. I know the backstory mm-hmm. that a lot of people don't know. So when my brother did his response record, he had some lines in there that pissed me off. One, they were lies. Two, you were trying to just make it seem like he said, I was in your living room. I put that on my mom's son. I would never do that.
Mm-hmm.
So don't say I had you in that man's house, because now you're making me look wild. So I called him about it, and I'm like, look, I'm all for y'all doing y'all thing. Just like I told him, I'm telling you, keep me out of it, though. Don't try to drag me in the middle of any beef that's not my beef. I don't beef.
Mm-hmm.
I have zero beefs out there. I don't beef. So don't drag me in your beef if that's your beef. Now, if it's something where, you know, we all got to ride together, that's different, but... Mm-hmm. Don't just drag me in your shit just because.
Right.
So, and he understood. He was like, you know what, my bad. It's just rapping. I was like, all right, cool. Then everybody's happy.
So, does Jeezy respect you because you are president of the Jeezy Hive, or does he respect you because you're just honest?
Or I'm honest. Because you're president of Black Twitter?
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming. I have zero affiliation with Black Twitter.
He voted for you for president.
Zero affiliation with Black Twitter. It's the same thing that a lot of other artists have told me. I'm honest. It was like, you know, you're the same person behind the computer. You're not like a lot of these other dudes who pop shit or whatever you want to call it, but you're never out. I remember Kay Slay told me a long time ago, he was like, yo, I fuck with you because I be seeing you in the hood spots, dolo.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the same person. He's like, a lot of people don't do that. And it's like, and I told him, I said, because I'm not disrespecting nobody, though. I'm not out here asking for beef.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sitting here saying, yo, when I see you, I'm going to fuck you up, you pussy. I don't say that to these people. I don't say it because you don't know how far the next man is willing to take it once he's disrespected.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a consumer, that's just like if I watch a movie and I walk out the theater and say, yeah, that movie was whack. I am a consumer. I got the right to say if that album was whack, that freestyle was whack, that song was whack, or that album was great. I'm a consumer. I have that right. I am paying my money. Unlike a lot of people, I will download something. If I like it, I'm buying it right away. I feel like that's what gives me my right.
The fact that on the Apple iTunes store only.
Only iTunes store. That's it. That's right.
Do you give Yelp reviews and Amazon reviews?
No. I don't do any of that. No. I don't even give iTunes reviews.
Wow.
My review comes from my Twitter account.
Okay, but we need you to review our podcast on iTunes.
I'll tell everybody else to do it. I've never given an iTunes review or anything else.
We need that 5 stars real bad.
But yeah, man, like I've had a funny story. I'm at DJ Drama's listening session for his I forget which album it was. This was a couple years back though. So I'm in there, Drama shouting out everybody
mm-hmm.
that's in there. You know, shout out, you know, either Cam and Votto were there and a couple other people.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, shout out my nigga Officially Ice in the building. I see heads go. Where? It's right here in the city, too. I'm like, all right. So then a guy walks over to me. Never met this guy before. He's like, yo, you Ice? I'm like, yeah. He's like, yo, let me holler at you real quick. He said, the homie want to meet you. So I'm like, all right. I'm following him. And he was like, yeah, man, you know, what's about to happen should have been took place a long time ago.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
Eyebrow raised.
Yeah.
What the fuck is about to happen? We get to the corner. It's Mano in the corner. So Mano's standing there. So now I've never met Mano before.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows Mano's track
friendly.
Record.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Mano loves smacking niggas. He said what's about to happen should have been happened. I'm trying to put numbers together in my head, like, am I about to get into a fight with these niggas, man? Oh God. So now I'm like, all right,
this is well, not why you came to this listening
right,
party.
I didn't expect this. So now I'm like, all I'm saying to myself is, I gotta hit somebody though. Like, it can't be because of course it's going to get filmed. At least they can say, all right, he caught somebody. Right. So I walk over there. That's all I'm thinking, I swear to God.
Who's the smallest one in Mano's group?
Well, it wasn't even that. I was like, I'm hitting somebody. I was like, if it go down, I'm hitting, I don't care. I'm going to catch somebody. Mano's standing there and he smiled. And he stuck his hand out and he shook my hand. He pulled me in. He's like, yo, I'm a fan. I fuck with what you're doing. He was like, you keep it real no matter what. Like, and we don't have a lot of that. I don't see you just, like, I see what you're doing online. I see it and I fuck with it. I just want to tell you, keep doing your thing. And I was like, damn. I was like, yo, I'm a fan of yours. Like, I'm a fan of the music. I've never met you, but I'm like, I'm a fan of yours to hear that kind of, all right, that's what's up.
And then you punched someone and ran.
Nah, I didn't punch nobody. That was cool. I was like, all right, we cool.
Now, Mano, you know, obviously, his reputation is very deserved, right? He's lived that life.
Yeah.
And we're not. He's been on the podcast. We've done many projects together. Yeah, I'm not. And I'm not like ruining, you know, like this persona for anybody. But he is honestly one of the nicest people we've ever met in our life.
Yeah. Every time after that, like I've literally just walked into a studio. I remember I walked into a studio session with me and Charlie Baltimore. We walk into a session. Mano sitting there. And he just jumped up. Yo, my nigga, what's good? I'm just like, every time I see this dude, it's nothing but love. Like, yeah. He is one of the coolest people I've ever met. Me and Mano have talked on the phone about shit, like hip-hop related shit for hours.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, damn, something like 2 hours passed, man. Let me go, man. I gotta go. Like, he's just one of the coolest people that I've ever come across. And you would not expect it given his reputation.
Right.
So, like I said, when dude walked me over there, I'm like, oh, fuck. I was like, I didn't expect this. Like, I'm not one of them people that roll around with a bunch of people, and I don't do that because I always feel like when you roll around with an entourage like that, you almost inviting trouble.
Of course,
because there's that one person all the way in the back of the entourage that's a friend of a friend of a friend that you don't even know, but he's gonna do something that's gonna get everybody else involved.
Yep.
But because they all came with you, that's your problem now.
Right.
So I don't do that. Anytime you see me out, it's me. I might have a lady friend or two with me, and that's it.
Charlie Baltimore.
Yeah.
Nah, I haven't seen Charlie in a minute, man.
Is she a good person?
She's great.
Yeah?
She's great. I haven't seen Charlie since, like, 2009.
Wow.
Yeah, she's great, though.
With the internet being the way it is, and everybody thinks that there's two people that listen to music. There's haters and dick riders.
Yep.
How often do people accuse you of being one of those two things, and what is the difference between those two things?
I'm always accused of being one of them. Like, last night, somebody tweeted, J. Cole just rapped 9 minutes. Name another rapper that could do that with no feature, no sample, and just rap for 9 minutes. And
Game?
It'd be dope.
No, Game always samples.
Oh, and Game also raps for an hour.
And I said... I just retweeted and said, see, now, if I answer this, ... That's all I can say. Yeah, I can't answer that question.
Right.
Because the second I say Joe, oh, you just saying that because... It's true, but because I know him, that's my friend, I'm automatically a dick rider.
Right.
Automatically.
Yeah, but you can pick anybody.
I'm just saying.
Like, why does it have to be Joe? Because you say Joe, it's a dick rider.
Because I say Joe.
Right.
But there's as soon as I tweeted that, everybody else started saying, but Joe. But Joe literally has a song called 10 Minutes. But Joe, like,
yeah, but they asked for 9 minutes.
That's what somebody said. They asked for 9 minutes. Like, just started throwing up YouTube clips. And I'm like, because he's one of the most consistent at that.
Mm-hmm.
That's his lane.
Right.
Long-ass songs, no hooks, all content.
Believe me, I've been to his concerts.
Yeah, like, that's his lane. So I was just like, I can't answer that question. But if I answer it, I'm a dick rider.
Do you have your notifications on your lock screen? Like, for Twitter?
No, hell no. I have no notifications for Twitter at all.
None. But do you miss any, or do you go through the whole thing?
Nah, like right now, I haven't tweeted in a while. Right. If I open my phone, all I have is text messages that pop up.
Right.
If I open my phone, I'm 9 times out of 10, I'm tweeting out of my mentions. So I open it, says I have 21 mentions from the last time I checked it, and I just
scroll. No big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nothing. That's light. So I'm fine with that. That's it.
What app do you use for Twitter? Because that is not regular Twitter.
That's Sweet Logics.
And is there anything special about that?
It's just, to me, it's the best app.
Like, gotcha.
They don't have push notifications. Some people complain about that. I don't want push notifications, so...
Because your phone will shut off.
Yeah, my phone will literally... So
wow, your iTunes review of Tweet Logics is going to be so good.
when's the last time you left a movie and, like, were bombarded with text messages because of something you said on Twitter?
Or a plane ride.
Or a plane ride, yeah.
Shit, or wake up in the morning.
Oh. Yeah.
this morning.
Yeah.
Shit, I woke up to like maybe 150 mentions. I was like, who said something? When that happens, first thing I do is, oh God, what the fuck? who did it? Like, I start looking for that verified check that just fucked me. Pause. But I'm just like, who did it? But now it was just commentary from the whole J. Cole shit.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. And everybody just...
Didn't you have history with him or something?
No. Everybody keeps saying Cole took shots at me. They were saying it all yesterday. They're like, yeah, but Cole cleaned you up on a verse. He didn't say nothing about me. Everyone says, Mr. Nice Watch, the verse is about me. I'm the lame nigga that tweet that shit.
I mean, agreed.
All right. I did tweet that there's a tweet. If you look in, it might have been about me because he favorited the tweet and it's still there. And wow. It's been fucking years. It's like all the way at the bottom of his favorites, it's still there.
He never tweets.
He favorited the tweet almost like fucking inspiration. I'm going to prove this fucking guy wrong. But I had a tweet where I said, and I was big on atting people if you mention their names.
Yeah.
You have to at them. Like,
yeah.
Not see, for a reaction or something.
I disagree. But you disagree? Go on. No, I'll tell you.
Okay. I had tweeted that J. Cole and J. Electronica will never drop retail albums. I was half wrong.
Right.
Okay? I was half wrong. All right. I didn't believe in Roc Nation. I didn't. They blocked me. Yeah, I'm blocked by... I'm actually blocked by the Roc Nation.
Is it because you don't have a hat?
Oh, fuck that hat, man. I would never wear that hat.
We have one for you.
Nope, I'm good.
Do you have any friends over there?
Nope.
Like, any people who are acquaintances?
Yes.
Okay.
But nope, I'm good. No Roc Nation for me, no Tidal for me, no Duce for me.
Man, you really do ride with Joe.
That's a good one.
I don't think that you have to add people because it takes it to a level that, like, because we make jokes on Twitter, right? Mm-hmm. We've always made jokes on Twitter. I feel like adding a person when you say either thing, negative or positive, takes to another level.
How? Like, what level? Like, what do you mean?
Because, you know, if you wake up and somebody says, oh, ice sucks or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But they at you.
Mm-hmm. By the way, that's a terrible joke. It's just...
It's not a joke. Ice sucks. Some guy says ice sucks and ats you, then they're provoking you intentionally. They want you to see that.
So right. It means I'm not hiding. I'm not hiding my hand by saying that.
Mm-hmm.
So all right, let me ask you this. What's your stance on rappers searching their names?
I don't think it's whack, but I do think that it's sort of whack to respond to it. Like, because I'll look for what people are saying, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. I've never.
In my mentions.
I would never. And then there's people.
Well, you also have 100,000 followers.
There's people. I don't know.
And that's also difficult. Like, do you have to, like, look up, like, officially ice and that's one word? Or
just ice and that's impossible.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. I wouldn't do it. That's right. What I'm saying. I don't care. That's the thing. I just don't care enough. I really don't. I don't care what people are saying that don't. I don't care who don't like me.
Well, okay, I'm not looking out for hate. I'm looking for, like, things I can retweet in terms of, like, you know, like...
It benefits
like,
our business or yeah, something? Yeah.
Okay, well, that's different. You guys got a business a little different. See, I don't have a business.
It's nice of you to just call this a business.
you're there strictly for your commentary, and that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
I'm there for me.
Right.
Like, people are like, yo, why do you... Oh, you had people put their phones in a microwave. You shouldn't have did it, dumbass. Oh, you had people go eat the McRib. Oh, well.
Well, can you talk about the McRib situation?
Because a lot of people might not know about that.
Right.
All
right.
So, me being bored is probably one of the worst things to ever happen. I do, like, despicable shit when I'm bored. But anyway.
Like fire off fireworks at each other. And like
that's fun. I'm not going to lie, man. That's fucking fun. Roman candle fights are fun. But... So I was at McDonald's one day at the drive-thru window, and they had the big poster of McRib is back. And I said, I wonder how many people I can get to eat this. So I took a picture of it and was like, oh, look, McRib is back. Yes. And people was like, yo, is it good? Is it good? I'm like, yo, it's fire. I'm telling you, it's good. It's good. So it was like, nah, you lying. I was like, try it and then let me know. So then people would buy it, take a picture of it, and at me. Be like, yo, you wasn't lying. And I'm like, word. I retweet them. Word, I told you. More, it just kept happening more and more and more. So then one day I just came out laughing. I was just like, yo, y'all are funny. Because I've never had a McRib in my life. Like, I know how people's minds work. Like, Twitter to me is a giant social experiment, mm-hmm. fucking mind fuck festival. I remember I just wanted to prove that at this time people hated Drake so much. And I said, which is a better record? Drake's 9 a.m. in Dallas or Joe's 10 a.m. in Jersey?
Oh, you were...
And people were like, oh, absolutely, 10 a.m. in Jersey. And I'm just retweeting, yeah. favoriting and retweeting.
Right.
Nah, Joe definitely cleaned that up, 10 a.m. in Jersey. So after about 20 minutes of that, I was like, it's funny. Joe's never done a 10 a.m. in Jersey. Doesn't even fucking exist. It's not even a record that I have in a cut, right. like one of those stash records. He's never done it. Yet you guys were so adamant to say it's the best record.
Right.
And then the list looking stupid, like, oh, damn. Like, yeah, it's just how I know how people's minds are.
Well, okay. Have you ever considered how to take what you have right now and use it on a bigger level? Like,
yeah, do you look at Donald Trump and you're like, oh, I could be.
Yo, I tell everybody, I'm like, yo, Donald Trump is the greatest troll ever. I don't care, love him or hate him. He is still trolling to this day. He's the most entertaining person in the world. I watch everything Trump does, and I'm just like, yo, this guy's amazing with this trolling shit.
It's the president-elect of the United States trolling people.
It's all amazing until we end up on a train to Auschwitz.
But I don't think that none of that's going to happen. That's the whole thing. Like, he's so full of shit that it's just going to be a giant joke at the end. He's not doing any of that.
It's not a very funny joke.
No. It's really not. Damn. I didn't mean it that way. But I meant, like, he's being an asshole because he knows how
to... Right, he gets the reaction.
Right. It's the same shit that I do.
Yeah.
I'm an asshole.
You need to look within yourself.
Hey, I might run 2020, man. You never know. Me and Kanye be on the fucking... ballot together.
I feel like the hospitalization thing might have disqualified him.
Kanye?
That might have disqualified him.
No. Listen, I'm saying
it was that.
I'm not saying I was going to vote. I do not want him to run in any chamber.
I don't want Kanye, like, president of the PTO.
Well, especially cuz you're the president of Black Twitter.
Wow.
when we had Joe on here, we've known Joe forever too. We've gotten invites to, like, the pool parties, right? But we told him when he was on here, we're like, we've never gotten an invite to game night. And we talked about it with Angie, too, when she was up here. And we've talked about it with Kaiser and other people who have been there. We really want to go. Like, it seems
I don't even think they do those anymore.
Like, none of it?
I don't think they do them anymore.
I don't think they do them anymore.
Damn.
But what were they like? Tell us what they were like.
Intense as shit. I'll tell you that.
Well, did you play too?
Angie's a cheater in Monopoly. Yo, by the way.
She said she's not.
She said she's not. She's a fucking cheater in Monopoly. All right, Angie preys on the new guy. That's exactly what it is. She knows she's Angie. She makes you a fucking deal that you think is great.
Oh man,
I just got mad thinking about that. Angie's a cheater, bro.
Wait, what'd she do?
Nah, all right. See, we play Monopoly with different rules.
Mm-hmm.
All right, our Monopoly games they're amazing. Yeah. We just play with different rules.
Different rules, like what?
Like, you can make deals.
Oh, okay.
You can co-op. You can, you know, it's a lot of...
Is there a co-op board?
Nah, we play
with... Wear a nice tie and then...
We use the... Nah, there's no board like that. We play Mega.
Okay.
The Mega Edition. Comes with skyscrapers and shit like that after hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the banker?
As long as it's not Joe. Anybody but Joe. Oh, let me tell you. Joe was the king of... out of nowhere pulling an extra $100 out. It's like he'll be sitting there like, damn, pondering, then he'll go, he'll be sitting there pondering, sit back, and then next thing you know, I do have an extra $100. We're like, yo, come on, fam. Like, Joe will tell you this. At one of his old cribs, Joe used to keep, he bought another Monopoly set, took the money, hid it in the bathroom. In the middle of the game, he'd have to go use the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then he'd come back, and then and then 5 or 10 moves down the line, here comes some extra money.
Yet Angie's the cheater.
No, Angie's a fucking cheater, too. I don't care. No, we got Joe out of here with that, though.
So, really?
Yeah, he couldn't do that no more. Joe wasn't allowed to go to the bathroom.
Did you have, like, a bathroom checker?
Yeah, nah, you can't go to the bathroom. Nah, you can't go.
He was taking the SATs.
Yeah, nah, you stay here.
He's like a proctor to go with him exactly. Everywhere.
Nah, like, but...
Was Irv nice at...
I didn't play with Irv.
Oh, okay.
I didn't play with Irv.
But here's what we know. Joe cheats. Angie cheats.
Angie cheats.
Does Ice cheat?
No.
Okay, all right.
No, Ice just lies.
I lie. I lie in a game of heartbeat. See, we had rules like, All right, so if the three of us are playing, let's say two other people are here, so five people playing.
Yeah.
You roll, you land on his property.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's not paying attention. If the next person picks the dice up and throws, you lose. You lose out on your money.
On my money or my turn?
No, you give me your money.
Eric landed on my property. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, that you would have paid.
Yeah,
yeah.
Also, you land on his property. He's not paying attention. If anybody else at the table does anything to kind of hint that, yo, you need to be looking at this board.
Yeah.
Oh, they pay that fine instead of you.
Snitches get stitches, and
it's no snitch rule. So they pay the fine. Like it's a whole bunch of
this
shit.
This is like when
you can't talk during a deal. So like if you're raping him in a deal, and I know it's a rape, I can't say a word.
Right, you're an accomplice.
I have to sit here like you can't even do that. Like you can't.
Yo, everyone's got to be like paying attention so heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
This is
you're
like
locked into the game.
Like if
phone ring. Nah, I'm not. That phone.
That's like in the NFL. If there's a play that like a coach wants to throw a flag on, but like you know the offense runs up and like starts, you can't throw that flag.
So exact same thing.
Damn.
Yeah, we had a bunch of rules though. It's fun. We haven't played Monopoly in a minute. We should organize a game. So.
Yes, and invite us.
y'all got to watch the first game.
Yeah, no, yeah,
I don't know if I want.
No, I just
want
to watch.
I don't think this
action.
Is like
because there's
fun.
People they'll be there and they'll be like, yo, you know what? I'm not playing with y'all. Like, why not? I mean, it'd be like we co-op on a deal. Listen, you give me the money, I'll build it up. Mm-hmm. We split it 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but I gotta hold the properties, and then shit like that. And the next thing you know, you get put out the game. There's no split no more because you out the fucking game.
Has anybody ever brought out like a pad of paper and like done like real math?
Nah, I mean calculators
like 15%.
Oh, calculators. Absolute phones have come out. Like, hold on.
No, you just need to do it on your watch.
I'm gonna do that shit on
this
money,
is fucking
fuck that. I want every penny.
Do you remember that time we went to? Someone was throwing a party, and we went to it down on like Tiff the stylist and Angie and all them were throwing a party.
Yeah,
and we ran into Ice, and Ice had his regular size phone plus he had like the plus size phone like in your pocket. Or no, it was an iPad.
My mini.
Yeah, iPad mini, yeah. And you just had it. Like,
because I used to keep the mini to tether sometimes. Like, anytime I was at shit. People would tell me, they used to want me to come to their shit solely to post video. And that, like, I got to the point where I said, I don't like to do that shit. Don't ask me to come to your shit just to take videos.
Well, then, what is the value of your Twitter following?
I don't know. I don't care. Like, that's what y'all keep missing. Listen. Twitter is entertainment for me. It helps me get through my day.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Everybody else is out here trying to create businesses and looking for shit to sell and all of this, which I don't knock anybody. Me, that's not my purpose for this. I've turned down way more shit than I've done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had Uncommon Sense blowing my emails up.
Right.
Can you come on the show? Can we get you on the show? Can we get you on the show? And I'm like, I ignored it for like 2 weeks, but she was getting on my fucking nerves. And I eventually like, yo, stop emailing me. I'm not doing a show. Like, I don't fuck with your host. He don't fuck with me. That's it.
Right.
Good luck to y'all. Leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
That's really it. I don't, I'm not chasing the fame and all that other shit. Like, I'm on Twitter solely to have fun, which is why it's so much fun for me on there.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, oh, you tweet too much. It's Twitter. What the fuck else am I supposed to do on here? What do you name something else I can do in here besides tweet?
Watch NFL games.
Fave tweets.
Oh, yeah, sausages be on there just faving.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm like, dude.
Pull a J. Cole. Wait, what was it like to actually hear yourself getting dissed by Pusha?
Okay. That was very fucking interesting. We had a New Year's party. So I woke up like that afternoon, might have been like 4 o'clock, hungover, twisted. So I get up, you know, amongst everything, you check your phone. I think Tweet Logic's caps out at 600 mentions. I think I had 600 mentions.
Yo.
I was like, what the fuck? And all I'm hearing is, yo. So I said, Happy New Year, everybody. Some shit like that. Nah, fuck that. Did you hear T.I. mixtape yet? I'm like, damn, no, I just woke up. Well, yeah, go get that. Here, I'm going to save you the trouble. Go to track 16. Such and such minute mark. I was like, what the fuck? All right. Whoa. What'd he say? What is back? oh, no. So I went back on Twitter like, yo, what the fuck happened? And it was just on from there. But
was that,
I was going to diss Pusha.
How?
My brother's the best battle rapper in the world.
Yeah, but he was going to do it.
He's going to do it for me.
Oh, okay. That's blood.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, yeah. Write me some shit dissing him. Make it hard. Don't diss his kids, because I know how you do. My brother goes too disrespectful. No, I don't need that. I just write me some shit dissing him.
Right. Say something about the Reese's and the... And
yeah,
the...
Just say all that shit. Don't fuck his kids and all the, kill him. And
right.
Don't do nothing crazy. Just... But, yeah, then me and him had a conversation about it.
And really? Now you guys are cool.
Yeah, now we're cool.
Is he somebody that no one wants it from?
I wanted to say yes, but Drake asked for it,
mm-hmm.
And I ain't seen it. And it kind of bothers me. So I kind of act like I don't know that that's happening. Because, like, you begged for this for years.
Yeah.
And Drake jumped out the window and Circles is out.
Yeah, why don't you think, why hasn't he responded?
I don't know, man. First I heard, you know, the whole politics thing. Okay, that's over. Y'all lost.
Mm-hmm.
What's up now? I don't know, man. I really don't know. Like, I don't get it. I have no answer for that. Every time it comes up on my timeline, I just like, yo, chill out. I don't want to talk about it. Because I was one of those, yeah, Pusha will do this, but he don't want that. Drake will do this, but he don't want that Pusha T problem. No.
Mm-hmm.
Now Drake is asking for that Pusha T problem, yeah, and yeah. Pusha's response was, oh, he not talking about me. I was like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Do anything but that. And he did it. So I don't know, bro. Yeah, ask him that one.
Was it also weird to, going back to, Pusha dissing you, Schoolboy went on Twitter and responded to something you said as well.
That was amazing, by the way. That
did
was
he ever follow
weird.
You?
That, yeah, he followed me.
At 1017, did you
no,
follow him back?
No, he never told me to at 1017.
Oh.
I told him, tell me at 1017, I'll follow you back.
Yeah.
You ain't no different, nigga. But the way that started, people that I'm cool with on Twitter, there was a tweet, it said, if it ain't Nipsey, or I think it was Nipsey or Sugar Free, West Side hates it. People thought that meant West Side as in the west side of the country.
Right.
There is a tweeter that we refer to, tweeter. There's a person on Twitter that we refer to as West Side.
Mm-hmm.
That's who they were talking about. The other person he likes is Schoolboy. So then I retweeted, I said, or Schoolboy Q.
Mm-hmm.
They responded back. The person that initially wrote the tweet was like, yeah, but Schoolboy dope though. I said, oh, it must be two Schoolboy Q's then. Because the one I heard ain't dope. That's all I said. That's not disrespectful. That's not. He wasn't even at it, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Do you know how he came across his timeline?
I don't think he searches his name.
No.
So I'm pretty sure someone else may have retweeted it and added him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's one of those search.
See, names. I don't respect that.
I don't like that either.
Mm-hmm. I know you like Adam or Dapham or whatever.
Yeah, but that was in the Wild Wild West days of Twitter.
Yeah. Like, I remember making a joke about Memphis Bleek, and then somebody that we know said, like, oh, you have to add him, and added him, and I was just like, that's so whack.
Well, yeah, I'm blocked by him too, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
My block list is ridiculous, bro. I be finding people. I'm blocked by Wesley Snipes. I don't know how. I just found this out the other day.
You just checked it? And...
Well, somebody retweeted I didn't know if it was a fake retweet or a real retweet, and right. I wanted to check first.
Yeah.
And I click his page, and I'm blocked. And I was like, what the fuck?
Wait, by the real one or the fake one?
The real Wesley. No, I couldn't tell if the tweet was real, yeah. So because I'm blocked by his page. I was like, what the fuck? I don't even remember this in Nino.
I think the only person we've been blocked by is Azealia Banks.
Oh, man, I'm blocked by Willow Smith.
Really?
What did you say about Willow Smith?
It's Rock Nation.
Oh, true.
That might. I used to say she looked back. She's grown out of it. But back then, I used to say she looked like the Roadrunner. And anytime she tweeted something, I would just retweet and go, meet me. That's it. I wouldn't say anything else. I just said, meet me. So I got blocked by her. I was blocked by the entire cast of Love and Hip Hop New York Season 1, except for Emily.
Wow.
Yeah, that was kind of impressive. Like, literally the entire cast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who was on that season?
That was Olivia.
Yeah.
That was Samaya. That was Chrissy.
Wow.
That was I think Jim was on there then.
Yeah,
I'm blocked. I was blocked by all of Dipset at one point.
Really?
And congratulations.
Then I made a fight to get Cam to unblock me. And then we had a conversation about that, and then we're cool now.
Are you good with Duke?
I've met Duke a couple times, but we never had words. Sin hates me.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see how far down the down the list. Me. How many 7:30?
Cam told me that. I didn't even know. He's like, yo, Sin, like, he hit me one night. He's like, yo, what the fuck did you do to these dudes? I was like, what you mean? He's like, yo, I tweeted you. I tweeted you something. And next thing you know, my phone started blowing up. Like, yo, you know that nigga? You know him? I was like, oh, nah, I'm a Max B fan. that's all I can say, man.
I remember one New Year's, Jay Mills put out a mixtape.
Blocked by him.
And I said it was a shitty way to start off the year, and then he went in on us.
Yeah.
But he didn't block us.
See, I'd rather you go. Don't block me. Because I ain't I'm not disrespecting you. Like, I can joke, too. We can joke. Like, with Schoolboy.
Mm-hmm.
When he came at me with his shit, I'm joking back. And I know it's making him... I could tell it was getting under his skin,
yeah.
Which is why he issued his little apology later. Oh, I was in a bad space and, you know, all that other shit he said. But, yo, like, you're not going to you talking. He was like, oh, I'm going to set that fade up when I'm in your city. I remember Meek, which was probably the biggest Twitter beef I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
This was when Tupac back came out.
Mm-hmm. So early.
Early, mm-hmm. early. And everyone was making remixes.
Yep.
There were people, you know, this person back, that person back.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm joking around about the remixes, really. And I was like, yo, if Trey Songz make Marvin Gaye back, I'm a want to fight. And I was like, damn. I was like, next thing you know, Game going to do Eazy-E back. I'm going to be really pissed off. And then it hit me because, like, Mano did Biggie back.
Mm-hmm.
Joel did Pun back. Yep. Those all made sense.
Yep. Right.
I think Audra did Left Eye. Even that made sense.
Mm-hmm.
So then it hit me, and I was like, wait a minute. How the fuck did Meek and Ross get away with Tupac back? Y'all not from out there. Y'all never was cool with him. Right. Like, how'd y'all get a pass on that? But I added him when I said the tweet.
Mm-hmm.
And then mad people started retweeting. I was like, yo, I never thought about that. That's a good fucking question. How did that get okay? Meek just at me back. Cause I'm a fucking G. I was like, okay, all right.
By the way, hilarious.
I was like,
okay. great joke.
Yeah, I was just like, okay. Then he was like, yo, I'm gonna see if you got the next time. What do you say? Next time you see me, make sure you got that same mouth or something like that. That's my trigger there. Like, see you. I ain't a fan of yours. What the fuck? I'm gonna see you. Think I'm gonna come to your show? You whack. Why would I want to see you? So, and then, like, just me knowing some backstory shit, you know, like, I mean, that's where his whole, oh, you got robbed, all that shit.
Right.
Like, I know who told him. I know who told who told him. Mm-hmm. I know that, which is part of why me and that person don't fuck with each other.
Damn.
Yeah. To me, it's all kiddie shit.
Well, let me ask you this. When and I didn't go to Henny Palooza at Webster for the 4th year anniversary.
Mm-hmm. But shouts to them.
But I'm sure that they played this when the intro came on.
I love the intro. I'm not a hater.
Right.
I'm really not a hater. You could hate me.
You're a dick rider. Right, yeah.
Like, you could hate me and something hot come out and I'm still going to jam it. I don't give a shit. I don't care. I say this all the time.
Right, no core values, just like Donald Trump.
Damn. Y'all might have to highlight Trump, man. I think he's stealing some of my shit now that I think about it.
Yo.
But nah, like, seriously, like, I don't have a problem with Meek. I never did. You were corny to me. I used to date a girl that was living in, like, the Delaware, Philly area at the time. This was before he was national.
Mm.
But that was all she listened to. So anytime I'm with her, she's playing, and I'm just like, who is this nigga? And I'm like,
it's Tupac.
And I was like, he reminds me of Petey Crack. I don't like that flow he's using. It was like that Philly flow. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it. I was like, he reminds me of Petey Crack. I never, not saying nothing bad about Petey Crack. Mm-hmm. I just never liked that flow.
Mm-hmm.
And Meek had the same flow.
Right.
So when I hear the name, now he's blowing up a little bit. I'm like, oh, it's that same guy? I was like, yo, he's fucking whack. I already heard. I've been hearing this dude for a minute because I was dating somebody from down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he changed. If I don't know if people know, but if you listen to his earlier shit, and then he's still yelling, but he changed his flow up.
Mm-hmm.
it's more listenable now.
Right.
Now mm-hmm. I can enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shit, records was hot. A hot record is a hot record. I say that all the time. I don't care if I like you, if I hate you. You put a hot record out, I'm going to give you your props. If you put a whack record out, I'm going to say it's whack.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I like you or hate you.
Mm-hmm.
I took Joe off of his own record.
What?
4AM Flex is Fab and Tory. No, you're not on that record.
Oh, you edited it yourself?
Oh, I edit records all the time. That's how me and 2 Chainz got into beef.
Explain that. You took him off of what?
He put a record out called Heart in the Kitchen. It was him, Jeezy, and Pusha T.
And you went into GarageBand.
I use Audacity.
Oh, okay.
I went into Audacity, took that verse out, put it right back out on the internet. Yo, here go the real version. Heart in the Kitchen, Pusha T, Jeezy. And then he started talking reckless to me on Twitter, and I'm laughing at it. And then when, I think it was, I don't know if it was his album or mixtape, something came out that was dope. And I was like, yo, this 2 Chainz shit is hard. Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah, but you was just a hater. I was like, nah, I was never a hater. I just ain't like that. Like, just because I don't like it don't make me a hater. I could just not like this.
Right.
You could still do something dope later. I'm all real right, cool.
What are you a dick rider for 2 Chainz?
I'm not a dick rider.
You're not a hater.
Yeah, in the instances that you are a dick rider for 2 Chainz, what are you?
You like that Champions
verse?
I like... Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I think
by the way, in this house you have to, otherwise Eric will yell at you.
Yeah, no, DJ who shuts that off before, right?
Yeah. I might take Gotti off, but I love that whole song.
Yeah, I agree.
But
I think that was a favorite because his manager was
But also Ice is a Gotti hater apparently.
Damn.
I am?
No. Didn't you like Instagram about him?
No.
I don't know. No, I mean that like you like him.
Yeah. I'm a Gotti fan. I bought his last two projects.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a Gotti fan.
But Titty Boy.
Oh, back to him.
Yeah.
The True Religion 3 tape,
mm-hmm.
I loved. The Trapavellis, I loved. I loved his first Boats album.
Great album.
Second album, it was okay. It wasn't as good as the first one.
Right. You don't like that Fergie heat?
Second album was okay. It wasn't as good as the first one. First one was fucking fire.
Second album has like a few that are...
Cali Grove was dope to me.
Did you like the... Daniel Sun.
I did not listen to that.
Or Hibachi.
Hibachi for Lunch came out too close to Trapadot 3.
Okay.
Right. Once Trapadot 3 dropped, I stopped listening to everything. Seriously. I didn't listen to another album until probably last week.
Wow.
And I'm not even joking.
Whoa.
Meek's tape, I didn't listen to it. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of shit that dropped. And people were like, yo, check this out. I was like, listen, not right now. I'll get to it in November sometime. Like, it's right now, I'm playing Trapadot 3.
What was the first thing that got you out of that Jeezy streak?
Some old shit. I listen to some old Weekend shit.
Mm.
And then what from there, like once I open my iTunes, start playing music, I just start jumping all over the place, and then it's like, all right, I'm out.
Have you ever been asked to be an A&R for a label?
I've been asked to A&R projects. I've been asked to... I've actually done that on a project, one project. I won't say the name.
Did it do well for you?
Yeah.
Were you credited?
No.
Are you still proud of it?
Yes. I still fuck with that project to this day.
Wow. That's cool.
Is there anybody that you wanted to get for that project that you weren't able to?
No. I think everything was... It was pretty the way it was.
And are you into the idea of doing that again?
I would. I absolutely would.
Does it have to be an artist that you fuck with, like, yes, completely?
Yep.
You're not wasting your time. Nope. And,
if I don't,
and
if I,
you're also not developing artists.
No, I thought about that. I said that because if I develop the artist, he has to be from Jersey. I would want to do that. If I ever got into that, I want to grab somebody from the hometown and put them on properly.
Hmm.
But as far as like anything, even when people ask me, yo, you know, can we get you on board as promo for this or that? And I'm like, listen, if I don't fuck with it, y'all can't cut me a check big enough.
Hmm.
I'm sorry. I'm not those other guys. Like, and I say that. I tell them I remember I was sitting in a meeting at Atlantic, and they wanted to get me to work a single. They played the single, and they was like, listen, we got this amount for you. I was like, look, no disrespect. This shit is ass. Like, I'm sorry. It's like, well, how about if we give you this amount? I was like, it's not about the money. I was like,
what if they hid more ass money in the bathroom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, yo, go to the bathroom. There's a bag in there waiting for you. Nah, it's just like, I'm doing something I love. You know what I'm saying? Like, even talking about music, I love this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I go in a barbershop, and I'm sitting in the barbershop for, like, as soon as I walk in, they was waiting for me. And we just going. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just love talking about music. It's one of my passions.
You're bald.
Yeah, but I got a beard.
Right. Right.
All right, it's different. It's a lot that goes into this.
But they shave your head too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They shaved my. Actually, I'm going there. I probably won't make it today. I'll go tomorrow morning.
Sorry.
Nah, yeah. School. School. I enjoy this. This is worth it.
As somebody who's not, you're not really in the industry. Your nope. real job is not in the industry.
Nope. And never will it be. But, fuck the industry, by the way.
But then, but you're weirdly like a part of it.
And I've and heard that.
But like, because you're followed by all these rappers, your opinion matters, and you're hanging out at all these industry events.
Okay.
So wouldn't you say you are the industry?
No.
Why?
Followed by rappers, they just, I'm entertained. Action Bronson said it the best. He was like, yo, I follow these people because they're entertaining. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it.
Who do you think the strangest follow is for you?
Oh, I got some like fucking CBS analysts that follow me. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I remember some chick from NBC followed me and I DM'd her. I was like, listen, I'm going to give you to the end of the day to rethink this. And I was just like, you're not going to want to do this.
It's and?
Like, nah, she still followed
me. Oh, okay.
Shouts to her.
Ride or die.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised. But I was just like, I'm shocked. Only that's one thing that does happen. I don't know why. I try to find out how to turn the shit off. I think it's one of the later Twitter updates. If a verified page follows me, it notifies me.
Right. Right. Yeah.
And I don't know how to look because I don't give a shit, but I'll see that. And then I'll say, well, who the fuck is this? So I'll go, you know, check them out, see who they
the
are.
The weirdest is like the ones that are in like Europe who follow like 165,000 people who are verified, and you get noticed and you're like,
I got one of those yesterday. Yeah. I don't even know that this guy follows like damn near 200,000 people, and I'm like, why are you following me? I guess you just your team follow back or whatever. I don't give a shit.
Does Meek Mill follow you?
No, but but there was a time. This happened a couple years back where, because Twitter, you know, they change their API up a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you block someone, you couldn't see their page either. Like if I block you,
yeah,
you can't see me and I can't see you. Me.
Right.
The entire MMG had me blocked.
Wow.
Yeah. The entire roster. Out of nowhere, the main ones. Out of nowhere. Because I remember like I went to go see something that I forget who it was. Somebody had posted because I saw retweets. And I went to see the rest of the conversation. And I realized I'm not blocked anymore. And I was like, oh, you niggas been lurking. Y'all been lurking. That's what it is. You've been trying to see what I'm talking about. You're lurking.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I'm not blocked by Meek. I'm not blocked by Ross. I actually follow Ross. Who else? I got a couple unblocks. The big one for me was Cam. Like, that hurt. When I clicked, I was like, no. Like, I had my whole timeline, like, at him, like, yo, you got to unblock Ice. You can't block Ice.
What a thotty move.
Whatever. I don't give a shit. Like, my favorites are not going to block me on Twitter. No way. That's like me getting blocked by Jeezy. Now I'm on the phone with something. Yo, this got to get fixed now. Right now.
Snow go.
Yeah, nah, that's not happening.
When is snow season dropping, by the way?
They were saying this year. I said no, it shouldn't drop this year personally.
Right.
I said it should go next year.
Remember when we heard that we heard right from the source that Jason versus Freddy was gonna drop on Halloween? And you see their pictures too, they're in the studio.
They did a fucking show.
Yeah. No Fab and Jada album yet.
Nope.
Crazy.
I didn't honestly see that dropping, to tell you the truth.
Ever?
I just didn't see that dropping. I don't know. I just didn't see it dropping.
Did you go to that show?
Nope.
No.
I'm not going anywhere Thanksgiving night. I was in a barbershop and my man was like, yo, you going to the show? And I thought it was Friday. Yeah. I was like, oh yeah, I'm in there Friday. I was like, make a call, tell niggas I'm coming. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna have to leave my family kind of early. I'm like, oh, when is it? He's like, it's Thursday, it's Thanksgiving night. I was like, oh no, I'm not gonna be there. And the Steelers played that night. Nah, I'm not gonna be there. You crazy?
We went to a Thanksgiving show once.
It was a flex show, right?
Anywhere it was Thanksgiving night or Christmas night. Fuck, that's for the
family over everything.
Hell yes.
Or Jeezy over family over
Jeezy
everything.
Jeezy can have a show on Thanksgiving night. I'm not going.
Not going.
I'm not going. I'm not leaving the family.
By the way, whatever happened to Dope Boys Cash Out?
No clue. No, they cashed out. Nah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Anything else?
Close this out with a Jeezy quote.
Oh, man. I got
too many.
Wait, did Jay Billis follow you?
Nah. Somebody posed that too. And I got pissed off. Who's a bigger Jeezy fan, me or him? I was like, yo, listen, don't compare me to the dude that Google quotes one quote a day.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that. That's disrespectful to me. Don't do that.
Yo, Jay Billis has to come on this podcast and defend himself.
You have to. We need to sit down face to face because I got some questions to ask you. I got some questions. I want to hear some straight answers. Put your phone down and let's do that one on one. I want to know after winning Trapper of the Year for the fourth time in a row, what did he get? Answer that.
Did he ever offer you an AK-47 for Christmas?
Nah.
Can't answer them questions. I don't want to talk. I do that on my timeline all the time. I'm like, yeah, y'all don't know. Y'all don't know Jeezy. I think y'all do. Y'all don't know Lil J that had braids and sounded like Trick Daddy. I don't know him.
Has Jay Bills ever been to Compound?
Hell no. No, he probably has. I ain't gonna lie. He probably has.
Oh, man.
He probably has.
Well, thanks so much for coming through.
Yeah, man. Thank y'all for having me.
Of course.
Anytime, man. Anytime.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of A Waste of Time with It's The Real. This is the third of the 12 days of podcasts. Catch up on all of our old episodes. Look forward to our new ones. Jeff, if people want to find out more about us, where can they go online?
You can always go to twitter.com/itsthereal. We are also on Instagram @itsthereal. You can go to soundcloud.com/awasteoftime and listen to all of our episodes there.
Please do.
You can also search on iTunes. Search for A Waste of Time with It's The Real.
How about people leave comments?
You can leave a comment, you can subscribe, you can rate, you can do all of those things.
There's so much to
iTunes
do.
Is a wonderful marketplace, and they provide all.
That's right. And here's the thing about this podcast. It's not going to do anything unless you tell your friends. So we like to start telling our friends. Maybe they'll tell their friends. It'll be this whole tidal wave of people telling each other about this podcast. Spread the word. Jeff, do you have a friend that you would like to tell?
Yes. My friend, it's Tony Siv.
Tony Siv.
He's on Twitter.
Okay.
He's a big favor.
Okay. Shout out to him for
big
the likes.
Big replier. Yeah.
Like that?
All of that.
We like that?
Yeah. So hopefully he's listening to this and wondering why we are talking about him.
All right.
Shout out to Tony Siv.
I would like to shout out our good friend who we last saw. Well, maybe we saw him more recently, but our friend Felby.
Oh, wow. Zach Felby.
Shout out to Felby. Who's been traveling around the country with Lindsey Stirling, and you know, we see him on Instagram, but we know he's a loyal listener, and we know he's listening right now.
He better be.
We know he's listening right now. So shout out to Felby. Felby, go tell all your friends. Go tell Lindsey Stirling to listen to this podcast. Jeff, day 3 is done. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.